Big City Lighting and Electric.
Mila?
Yes?
Hey, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. You were just in my callback list. I haven't spoken to you since the 8th.
Yeah, my husband was trying to contact someone, but I think he already has an appointment for 9 in the morning. I'm not sure exactly what he wanted.
Okay. I'm not going to be here tomorrow at 9. I didn't see that. So maybe he was just doing it with the support. Oh, I see here. Okay. 8:30 to 9:30. Yeah, I have him in here. It looks like today they tried between 8 and 8:30.
Oh, yeah. He was sick. He's sick.
Oh no.
Can I call you back like in 10 minutes? He just stepped out to get the kids, so he should be back shortly.
Yeah, absolutely. You want me to call back in like half an hour or?
Or I could give you a call back. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. My direct extension is 224.
224, okay.
Okay.
And I think he just wanted to, increase, I don't know how many different services you have, but I think one of them was 99. I'm not sure what that includes. I don't know if you have other levels.
Yeah, we don't have anything for $99. The last thing we had spoken about was the Google Guarantee, which is the upfront cost is the $250 for the application to get everything Google Guarantee approved, and then it's pay per lead after that.
What do you mean a pay per lead? Like each lead would cost us money?
Correct. So the program that I had last spoken with him about on the 6th was Google Guarantee. He had me send everything over in writing, and I have it here in the notes that he was going to be, speaking with you about everything on that.
Yeah, I don't think he understood it.
Okay.
Yeah, because I spoke to another, what is it called? A marketer, because I guess it's showing that I'm in a new business. And it's pretty much the same, $250 a month, right, with leads?
No, so it's not $250 a month. So the upfront cost, there's a one-time upfront cost of $250 to get the company Google Guarantee approved. So, Mila, Google built Google Guarantee as their elite pay-per-lead service. So back when I signed you guys up, like way back in the 1900s, back in 2019, you guys were with Home Advisor. Right?
I'm laughing because my kids say, yeah, you were born in the late 1900s, right?
They don't even know, man. These damn kids.
Oh, okay.
You know? I was your original agent. So you guys are with Home Advisor way back when, right? Home Advisor
is
horrible. It's nothing like that.
I know.
Different.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah, no, you
don't
have to.
I don't want
to
do it.
So Google built Google Guarantee to trump that service. So everything that you hate about it, fluctuating lead costs, no exclusivity, paying for leads whether or not they're qualified, having to chase the lead down, all of that's been made right. These clients go to Google in the guaranteed section because they know that you're a Google guaranteed provider, and they call you directly because they choose to work with you. Google actually backs your work for additional $2,000 worth of insurance. Mila, all the calls are recorded for authenticity purposes. So there's strict Google guidelines, what Google considers an actual qualified call. All right? So sales, solicitation, spam, all that, you won't even be flagged. They have AI listening to every phone call. You would automatically not even be charged for that.
Yeah, so I think this is what he's telling me. So it's a $250
application fee
guaranteed.
That goes to get you guys get the company completely Google Guarantee approved, okay? And then after that, the leads, the way the leads work is they come into you at, so it works like an escrow account, okay? Mm-hmm. You pay so your lead cost is $36 per lead. That is for all of the different keywords associated with the services that you guys are providing. Okay, so it's not more for one or less for another. What Google requires is a minimum monthly budget. Now, this isn't due up front. It's due after you're completely approved, which approval process takes a max of 4 to 8 weeks. It doesn't always or even usually take that long. So the sooner you get your application in, like I've seen it turn around in 8 days, and then we contact you to set the minimum monthly budget. And if you guys are ready to start the leads, then you pay. So you, Google requires it for 13 leads at $36 a lead, $470 budget to activate. Okay? And the way that that works is the leads come into you at approximately 3 leads per week. If it's left completely untouched, if you guys don't increase the lead flow or pause it, then it comes in at 3 leads a week. If the lead is not qualified, meaning it's a sales solicitation, spam call, if it's somebody calling outside of your service radius, because your service radius and the services you guys provide are listed on your service profile. So if somebody calls and asks for something that isn't on that list, it's not a qualified lead. You're automatically not charged. Okay?
Okay.
So if they call you and they set face-to-face appointment to get estimate face-to-face for a face-to-face estimate, that is considered a qualified lead.
Okay.
Okay. If the client.
Another question is, so that's a $250 certification lead. Mm-hmm. I mean, application. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, you're saying, I didn't understand the $450.
Right. I'm going to get into that right now. I'm going to get into the budget, the 470 budget, and explain that all to you right now. I just want to go over the other thing that is a qualified lead. So Google also considers it a qualified lead if the person requests the estimate over the phone and he gives the estimate over the phone. That's why all the calls are recorded. Okay? So we encourage that as soon as you get in contact with that client, you give them your direct phone number so that you're not always dealing on that recorded line. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the budget, once your Google Guarantee approved, we contact you. We say, okay, guys, your Google Guarantee approved. You pay the $470. The leads begin coming in. If you guys want to increase the lead flow, you can increase the lead flow.
But is the $475 part of the budget or is another fee?
That is the budget. That is the budget.
Oh, okay. So I'm actually paying for
the lead, actual leads, yes. And it works like an escrow account. So your $36 comes out of that per qualified lead.
Okay, so then the $250 application fee is just to be certified Google lead?
Yes, the Google guarantee. So what the guarantee is for Google is they're guaranteeing your work. So you've gone through background check on any face-to-face employees, they verified that you have the licensing, the insurance, all of the requirements for the Google guarantee. Google conducts their own background check, and then they give you guys the badge of Google guarantee, badge of approval, which is your guys's no matter what. Like, if you ever left, like, it's still yours. It goes with the company, okay?
But I guess my question is like, that doesn't include you posting and like optimizing the Google page, right? It's just
the Google guarantee listing. Yes, yes. That
so it optimizes like the keywords, the SEOs,
everything for the Google guarantee listing. This isn't the regular program that you guys used to have with us. This is a completely different program. So the 250.
It doesn't have to do with the. Does it have to do anything with the Google page, like when people Google us?
Okay. When they Google you directly for your Google business profile, no. This is a completely different section. This is at the very top of the page. So when somebody looks up electrician near me, electrical panel upgrade, at the very, very top of the page, there's a search result produced. It says sponsored. It says Google guaranteed.
So I guess what I'm trying to understand is, like, we currently have a Google page.
You do.
Your business page, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to be optimizing that one or it's a whole new one?
This is a different section on Google. It's at the very top of the page. So what you're talking about is in the middle of the page with the local map. This spot at the top of the page allows you guys to pick specific zip code that you want to come in.
It doesn't
limit you, but it doesn't limit you to where the only zip code where the business is physically located. Okay.
Okay. So on top of, besides, you know, the application fee, are there other fees? Are there any other fees aside from just paying for the leads monthly?
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you, is the $250 application fee goes for the entire company. So whether you have 5 employees or 75 employees, it's a one-time $250 application fee for the entire company for the lifetime, okay?
And then the other thing is when my customers are giving us a review, is it going to be on your page?
It goes to our page. It's not going to our page. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Mila, is we're going to advertise your guys' company. We're going to actually list Big City Lighting and Electric at the very, very top of the first page of Google in the specific zip codes that you guys want to target at the Google Guaranteed section. So this is completely different. We're not advertising our company. It's not how you worked with Home Advisor or Angie's or any of those where they list their name. No, this is your name. We're optimizing your Google Guarantee profile. Those reviews go directly to your Google Guaranteed listing. Now, this is the thing, is Google is guaranteeing your guys' work for up to additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. That's why you have to go through the background check. Because when people I'm going to tell you right now.
When people click on
the guaranteed section in Google, it says get it done right or Google pays you back. So this is an elite section that Google built because they know what you guys have been through with Angie's, Home Advisor, all those paper lead services where you have to chase the client down. You pay for leads that are garbage. You have no way or recourse to get your money back. That's why they have implemented the call recordings for each guarantee company.
Yeah, that's what I understand that. But what I'm saying is one of our campaigns that we're working on is getting reviews on our Google page. So they can still do that, right?
Absolutely.
Keep the reviews, even if we don't continue with a local splash, right?
Yeah, the Google listing is yours. It goes with the business.
Okay. And then Google certified is a whole different thing, right?
Correct. The Google guarantee is a completely different section, yes.
If we
move forward with that and you were to ever leave, again, that is completely yours as well. Everything that Local Splash has created for your company is your guys'.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So that was my biggest concern. And then we can exit the program. Let's say if we're not satisfied with it in a month or two, we can just go back to just paying what we're paying right now, right?
Right, so that's what I'm trying to tell you about the budget, is the $470 budget is paid up front. As the qualified leads come into you directly, the lead cost is going to come off of that budget. So $470 gives you 13 Google Guarantee leads. If you guys want to take 6 leads in a week, 8 leads in a week, then you can because the budget is there.
The reason I'm asking is that, let's say we go through this for maybe 2 months, right? And then we've already generated a lot of contracts, and we get busy. I mean, we can pause it, and then
that's what I'm getting to next. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'm getting to next. So the first part that we explain is that you have control over the lead flow and the budget. Once the budget's exhausted, then you determine if you want to refill that budget. It's not an automatic monthly charge. Companies will take on 5 or 6 leads, and now they're booked for 6 weeks, or they know they can't take on any more even phone calls for 2 or 3 weeks, or you can even pause it for 8-10 months, however long you choose to pause it for, Mila, is where the budget stops. So if you pause the budget and it has $302 in it, and you pause it for 18 months, that budget stays right where it is. It doesn't move.
Okay.
It is there.
Okay.
And then when you turn it back on, we exhaust that budget, and then we contact you again to reset the budget again, because what happens is a lot of people choose to increase the budget once they see how well it works. So it's not an automatic monthly charge for you guys or anything like that. You are in complete control of it, and you have the ability to dispute any calls that you might need to with the dashboard. So that's the other really important thing, is they have AI listening to each phone call for authenticity purposes. However, if a call slips through the cracks, say somebody calls asking for something he doesn't actually do and you decline the job, if you were to accidentally get charged for that, you guys have access to that through the dashboard. So you would simply say, hey, Amy, I need you to dispute this phone call right here. This one isn't a qualified lead. It doesn't meet the criteria.
You know, what we get a lot of, especially right now, is if we're hiring.
Oh, that is for sure. It's literally in the list of things that is not considered qualified. If somebody's seeking employment with your company, if it's a spam, robo, press one dialer, if it's somebody trying to sell you something, all of those are considered unqualified. Yeah, all those are unqualified. Yep.
All right. Thank you. All right. So let's do it. Let's do the I think Ugo is interested, and I think I am too.
Yeah, he was super interested when I spoke to him, but then you guys had that huge fiasco with the fraud and all that. You remember telling me about that? How did that turn out?
You know, we both got so sick. I got COVID, and then he had like a sinus infection. So like, yeah, it's just been quite the year. So I haven't even gone to the port to file it, but I have all the paperwork.
Well,
that's my goal next week. But I mean,
want
give
you
it
to
a,
know.
A while.
That they did block everything. I reported it all to the entire higher ups here. It's been reported all the way up the food chain. They blocked that for our entire nationwide, our literal entire campaign for every client that we have. You did us a huge favor in that. And they even went in and listened to those recorded phone calls and everything because of everything I reported on your behalf, like how shady that was and how they took complete advantage of you guys.
Yeah, he's super shady.
So,
all right, so
I have a Discover card on file ending in 4859.
I don't think that one exists anymore.
Okay, it says you guys had to redo it. Okay, I'm ready when you are.
And by the way, can you put an LLC at the end of our name? Since December we got it as an LLC.
Yes,
registered it.
Pleasure.
Yeah, so it's going to be a Visa business card.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
It's 4246 3153.
Mm-hmm. 8876 5925. Expiration month and year?
12/28.
3-digit code on the back?
957.
Okay. And then, of course, security question on the account. Is your first pet's name?
My first pet's name is in Spanish, so it's like a one O-N-E. No, forget it. Forget it. Yeah, oh, yeah. O-N-E-S-I-M-O.
Nope, that's not it.
Wait, what?
That's not it. The first pet's name, that's not it.
Ugo, what was the first pet's name? Was it Hermenésimo? Oh, you're not Ugo. Oh, he did that. Oh, he must have done that.
Okay, I know that it's you. So we're gonna go ahead and approve it. It's Achilles, A-C-H-I-L-L-E-S, Achilles.
Yes.
Do you want to leave that as the password, or do you want to change it?
Yes, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. I thought he would have chosen our cat. That was. Technically, our first pet. He's just a dog.
Oh, man. He would have done locked you out of the account completely, huh? This guy. Oh, my goodness.
That was his favorite animal, that's why.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, so right now what's going to come through to you is you're going to see it come through for invoice. Again, it's 100% tax write-off. It's going to be the Google. It's going to say LSA for Google Guarantee Application Fee. And then... So I have a couple of questions that I need to fill out here. As far as this goes, is he the only person going out and doing face-to-face estimate on behalf of the company?
Yes.
And he has Social Security number?
No, I do.
Okay, so this is what we're doing. We're setting everything in your name. We're not listing him on there at all.
Okay.
That's fine. So don't even put him down as an employee. Literally?
Yeah, I don't have that.
Only do you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole business is registered under my name.
Okay, perfect. Well, some people, I tell them this, Mila, and then they literally turn right around and put the wrong name on there, and then it takes forever to get approved. And it's like, I told you guys. You know what I mean? Like, what in the world are you doing?
I list him as like an employee, and then he has an ITIN number.
Okay, yeah, so don't even list him as an employee. Just leave it. I'll leave him off far as that goes. So what's going to happen is I'm going to send out the Google Guarantee application. And the application is literally plug and play. You're literally uploading the business license. You're uploading the,
what email do you have by chance?
Let me see. I have Hugo L. Ruiz.
No, let's do the business email because I manage all the
I'm going to change it on the account officially. What is it?
Yeah. It's Big City Lighting, like our name, at Outlook.com.
Yes, ma'am. .com. You got it. Okay, so the application's coming through to you now. On the application, it's going to say Google Guarantee application with a clickable link. You can open it up. It's going to have you upload the contractor's license for the electrician. It's going to have you upload the also the insurance accord document. It shows you exactly what we need on there. And then it's going to ask you for minimum monthly budget. So I'm including that here. That's the 470 MMB. That's coming over to you right now. Okay. And then I'm going to go ahead and schedule the client onboarding. So this has to happen with you since you're the person. So I can give you how long do you need with the application? Do you want through the weekend to fill out the application or what do you want?
Yeah, you can give me till the weekend, but it shouldn't take longer than tomorrow.
Okay, so this is what I can do, is I can go ahead, I can either schedule it for tomorrow or I can schedule it for Monday for the onboarding. It takes like 15 minutes.
Let's do Monday.
Monday, you got it. That's going to be Monday the 4th, and I'm going to have them call this phone number that you and I are on.
Yes.
Okay, and then they're going to call from the 877 number. It will be a man named Ivan. Now, what time do you want that phone call, hon?
Can we do 10 a.m. Central Time?
You got it. Yep.
Okay.
And you're going to get an email coming through for that as well, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much, Amy.
All right, dear. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.